It would help you pray for things that you don't even know how to pray.
Yeah.
We've had some situations, I said, Lord, I don't know how to pray for this thing, for this person.
Yeah.
You know, they said pray about it. Well, I don't know how to pray about
it. Pray in the Holy Spirit, the answer come.
But I said, Holy Spirit, you do.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, all things work together for the good. All things will work together.
Mm-hmm.
But all things are not going to work together and come together if you don't know really how to pray in tongues.
Yeah, that's you're praying perfect prayer. You're praying perfect prayer on that.
That's true.
Amen.
This is something, I'm glad Brother Horton brought that up. I like that analogy about the furnace. I love it.
It works just like that, brother.
Yeah.
It's a Baptist group.
Mm-hmm.
The man, he's a fervent, mighty preacher.
Mm-hmm.
But he said he just don't believe in those tongues. He said, because if you got the tongues, where the fire at that came on the day of Pentecost?
Yeah, that's...
Where that fire at? He said, you don't receive the fire that way. Like it. But see,
that was just an introduction.
The Holy Ghost was coming with all this entourage, the fire and the wind, and you know, they were letting them know I'm coming to earth. I mean, they made their grand entrance.
That's right, exactly.
He don't need to make his grand entrance every day.
No,
he's already here.
Right.
He done made his
entrance
once.
That's right, preached.
But this man said, I can't see it that way because I don't get the fire, I don't get the wind, I don't hear all that.
No.
So I don't, and he's a he got a large membership. When I heard that on TV, I said, God help this man.
Yeah,
he's looking for the whole entourage to come in like they came in when they hit the earth.
Yeah.
You know, that whole entourage, the wind, the fire, all that hit earth, and you could hear it and they could see it.
Yeah.
Well, once they landed, they don't need to do that entourage thing every time you receive the Holy Spirit. They don't need that anymore. They done landed. They're here.
We enjoying a beautiful relationship with it.
Amen.
You know, years ago, I used to listen to Baptist, there's a few local Baptist preachers and some on TV, even my dad. And now they would, some of them didn't believe in speaking in tongues. They said it went away with the apostles. That's how they talk. And I heard them talk about it. But they preached like they were full of the Holy Ghost. So I'm thinking, what's going on? They must be secret tongue talkers. I actually thought that for a while. I said, but no, they seem honest. They seem like they really sincere about what they're saying when they say tongues went away.
They're very sincere. And it's not that they don't have the Holy. They might have, received the Holy Spirit.
Well,
but
I wonder this.
So much further.
That's what I was looking at. And I said, if they received the baptism of the Holy Spirit with the wisdom they have, God could, he could refine them and they could do some great works.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering about this until, I guess, about 4 or 5 years ago, maybe more than that. I interviewed Pastor on the radio. And he talked about the Holy Spirit within and the Holy Spirit upon. And it all made sense. I said, they do have the Holy Spirit within.
Of course they do.
But they're not receiving it upon.
Yeah.
So,
immersed.
Yeah, if they were immersed, then they'd be even greater. I remember my dad used to be. He was a quiet man. He didn't say, he'd hum a song and read paper and watch TV. He wouldn't say much all evening. And the band I was in, we went to a revival he was running, and he was all over that stage. And Earl looked at me and said, is that the same man sitting there reading that newspaper all the time? But when the pastor talked about the Holy Spirit within and the Holy Spirit upon, another thing made sense to me too. Jesus said there's no prophet greater than John the Baptist, but the least in the kingdom of God is greater than he.
That's true.
And that would be why John didn't have the Holy Spirit within.
Exactly right.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Now remember, the prophecy was that John the Baptist would be filled with the Holy Ghost from his mother's womb.
Yeah.
And he was.
Uh-huh.
Because when Mary went to visit Elizabeth, Elizabeth heard Mary's voice.
Jesus. Mm-hmm.
John the Baptist was about 6 months old in the womb.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he leaped in the womb when he heard Mary's voice. And Elizabeth spoke.
Praise the Lord.
Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost, it said at that point.
Yeah.
And she spoke. When you're filled with the Holy Ghost, you always speak.
Yeah.
You always speak. Mm-hmm. Now in this dispensation, when we're filled with the Holy Ghost, we speak with tongues.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you always speak.
True.
And that is that's when the Holy Ghost is seen upon you.
Mm-hmm.
When you're doing something, when you're manifesting,
yeah,
and the water is running, when the river is running, and you're speaking in tongues, the Holy Ghost is seen upon you.
Uh-huh.
The Holy Ghost is manifest upon you.
Uh-huh.
And it's not manifest at all times.
Not just in, but in and upon.
That's right.
And upon. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Just immersed.
That's right. Exactly. In other words, you're immersed then.
Mm-hmm.
Because the water that is in you has come out and it has covered you.
Yeah. It's awesome.
It is. Yes. It is.
The relationship is so much better when it's
And you know, another thing.
You know, about Apollos and Priscilla.
Mm-hmm.
They were great teachers. I mean, mm-hmm. they could, I mean, people would hear them and they were like, whoa. And they had to be taken aside and taught better.
Yeah.
Taught more fully. So these people are going to have to be taught more fully.
True.
And I believe it's going to come a time that the Holy Spirit is going to release something.
Well, I know this. The Holy Spirit.
I mean, you talk about the Holy Spirit. And
we've been transformed.
My God. Oh my God!
Well, you know, when he comes,
it's almost 10:20.
Yeah,
he's a gentleman. He operates according to our response. If we're silent, he's silent. If he might do something to alert us, but there's no Holy Ghost activity. He responds to our will.
That is true.
When we yield to him, the lights are on.
That is true.
We turn the furnace up.
We gotta kick up that furnace.
Yeah.
Crank up the thermostat.
Yeah. And
see,
there are people in Baptist churches, I've heard of them being filled with the Holy Ghost right there in the service. God is moving, you know.
He is.
Outpouring, that were Catholic priests got, you know, the people of all denominations got baptized in the Holy Spirit. And what happens is they usually come to a Pentecostal church. But
yeah.
I think
too close to the water.
Yeah, I did it because I wanted to learn more. I said, well, at the Holiness Church, they know more about the Holy Spirit, and I want to learn more about it. And I learned some things.
that furnace analogy is also good because it's the same fire.
Yeah.
It's not a different fire.
Right.
It's the same fire that's got the pilot light.
Yeah.
The pilot light and the main burner, same fire. It's not different fire.
Uh-uh.
So the Holy Ghost is not different water.
No.
It's the water in the well. It's just that the water in the well rises until it flows out.
Yeah.
It's not different water. It's not a different spirit. It's not a different. It's not another Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
There's only one spirit. And there's only one water. It's in here, but it's just got to rise up until it flows out. Until it becomes living water.
Yeah. He's always ready. Ready to be activated.
Always ready. Always ready.
Communication is better with speaking in tongues.
Yeah.
The communication is better. And that's what Jesus wanted to do. He wanted to get back a powerful communication
mm-hmm.
with man.
Yeah.
And that is one of the most powerful communications.
Mm-hmm. It is.
With God and man. And the Holy Spirit prays himself and perfect will of God.
I learned more when I prayed in the Holy
Spirit.
I can
see the difference. In my life,
yeah,
praise
and when
Lord.
I got saved, and when I got on my knees, and the Holy Spirit just
oh yes, on me. There's a difference. There is a difference.
And for this person that says they want to get it just like me, I'm like, honey, you need to go on and get
just
it.
Just yield to him.
If somebody laying hands, let them lay hands and get you the Holy Spirit. Just however, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I was just so full until I couldn't take no more.
I thank God for it. It's all in yield, you know. Yeah, we're close.
Is that what the Holy Ghost gonna do, Bro Horton, that we're gonna go pray over time? Like mm-hmm. I didn't know what that means. You're talking about the Holy Spirit.
I love it.
Time just flew. I don't
know. I mean, you know, this was just an anointed service. I said, Lord, just have your way, because this is good.
Praise God.
I thank God for it. I also think about the people who will hear these tapes, on these recordings on the website, because people go on there and listen to it. And
that's a blessing.
I believe that before the Lord return, more and more people are going to be receptive.
Right,
and
because you see how these people came from, just in the book of Acts, how they came from different countries.
Yeah.
They didn't come there to receive no Holy Spirit.
Mm-mm.
They came there to worship.
I believe people who have been teaching it wrong will be corrected, because the Lord wants to give the world, he wants to save, he loves everybody the same, so he wants to save as many people. And I believe he's going to do, I believe the church will be in a state of union. More in a state of union than it is now when he returned, but it'll happen through love. We can't do it by arguments. We got to do it by love.
That's right.
It's going to be by love.
Amen.
And then he'll do a mighty work, and we're out. But
the
Lord, I thank you. I thank you for your word, your wisdom. I thank you for the mighty move of God. And Lord, I pray that you'll bless us to do all that's in your heart with all victory. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Thurston, for understanding. I had no way of